Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for 1/10 of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit GoldfingerLaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Loom, speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors easily dispatched of the Los Angeles Clippers. Actually, no, the LA Clippers. They don't want to call themselves Los Angeles because they know Los Angeles belongs to another actual winning franchise in the Lakers. The LA Clippers, my bad, with owner Steve Ballmer in attendance. That's right. He made the trip up north to come see Kawhi Leonard, who obviously he's lusting after. And what he came to see was honestly a game that was not competitive whatsoever. The Raptors used a 42-point second quarter to just completely dismantle the Clippers. Now, the Clippers ended up losing 121-103, which is somewhat respectable, but man, they just didn't give it. They just really didn't give effort. I mean, look, granted, they played against Detroit last night, and I think Lou Williams was the one that led this big comeback. The Pistons are just, I don't know, the Pistons are, it's really sad. I feel bad for Dwayne Casey. The Pistons are just really sad. But yeah, the Clippers just didn't have much energy tonight, and they just rolled over. The Raptors came out sharp, moved the ball pretty well, got good offense. Serge was pretty big in terms of just like protecting the paint and also just in the middle finishing off a couple baskets here or there. But then the second unit came in, and the Raptors really made a concerted effort to play with only the starters and then, only the bench. Like, there's very few mixed lineups. And, the first time the second unit came in, they just weren't doing anything. Like, they went scoreless for, like, a solid 3 minutes while the Clippers made a comeback. However, the bench got much better. They started playing with a lot more. They just started playing better defensively, to be honest. They were able to play more in transition, and a lot of these players look a lot better in transition. DeLon Wright being the main example of that. DeLon has sort of been up and down. This is one of his best performances of the year. He had 14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and was just generally very active and pretty aggressive going to the basket, which is, again, very rare for DeLon. He's obviously, very gifted and very talented, but he's sort of, passive and whatever, but he was pretty good with the second unit. And the second unit as a whole was pretty solid. I mean, CJ Miles came in, delivered 3 triples. Greg Monroe missed a whole bunch of layups, but I actually thought Monroe was pretty good defensively against Marjanovic, which is, it's not such a huge accomplishment to shut down Boban, but, it is a little bit tricky, especially in that pick and roll with Lou Williams. You got to really be able to, give help and step up when necessary, but also hang back because there's a 7'4" giant right behind you. And I thought Monroe did a pretty good job defensively of just, covering the pick and roll. The Raptors as a whole did a really good job guarding pick and roll. Monroe obviously usually not very good defensively whatsoever, so it was nice to see him do that. He also hit a mid-range jumper, which I think might be his only one of the season. Like, he's just, been always in the pain, and he's but good night for Monroe, good night for the bench overall after a really slow start. And the Raptors had the lead. Second half starts, Clippers, I thought they might try to make a comeback. They did not at any point try to make any type of push. People try to tell me Tobias Harris is an all-star. Man, this guy had 13 points, 5 of 18 shooting. I mean, I don't know, there's nothing even to be said with Tobias Harris anymore. It's just really, there used to be the J. Cole jokes, but then J. Cole grew out his hair, and so he looks very different from Tobias now. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing. He's very irrelevant, and today he shot 13 of 13 points, 5 of 18 from the field. Just wasn't really that aggressive at all. I mean, he went to the basket a couple times in the third quarter, but really, like, nobody on the Clippers could sustain any type of effort. The guy that was that played the best for the Clippers was probably Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is from Hamilton, and he had a team-high 19 points. I thought he was, you know, pretty good. The one matchup the Raptors really couldn't handle was Fred guarding Shai, and Fred's probably giving up like 7-8 inches in that matchup, and Shai just kind of like drove past and scored on him. But even like Danny Green was on him a couple times, and Shai was able to get scores. But the Raptors, yeah, defensively, they were really solid in the sense that they had a good game plan, which was to deny the Clippers of the three-point line, right? Like, the Clippers shot 2 of 12 from the three. Didn't send any help on the pick and roll, right? They really tried to keep it in a 2-on-2 situation. And what they really did was they kind of just, like, pressed up really high, forced the Clippers to drive, and then Serge would hang back and help at the rim. And, you know, it's basically like how the Bucks play defense. But, yeah, it worked really well because nobody on the Clippers could hit a floater. Like, it was actually kind of funny watching Tobias Harris come in and just, like, throw up a floater and brick it. And Pat Beverly do the same and brick it. Avery Bradley come in. Avery Bradley has fallen off a lot. Oh, my God. He looks awful these days. But he couldn't hit any floaters. And then Mike Scott come in and try to drive. And it just, like, I don't know, man. It was kind of sad to see. I mean, like, Lou hit, like, a couple of jumpers. And Shai was actually pretty good on the little in-between game, but the rest of that team just couldn't do anything in that scheme. And I thought Serge did a really good job protecting the basket. Monroe did a good job protecting the basket, but honestly, I don't know, man. It's just the Clippers, they didn't do much of anything. The only reason they even topped 100 points is because they got some generous free throws, which is like, all right, cool, whatever. But yeah, that was mostly to make it respectable because the Clippers just couldn't generate offense. It was kind of sad to watch. I mean, they shot 2 of 12 from 3. Like, when do you ever see that in the modern NBA? 2 of 12 from 3? That's some 1995-ass, you know, box score right there. But, yeah, credit the Raptors' defense, I guess. And then on the other side, you know, I'm struggling to find things to describe about this game because it really wasn't that interesting. Like, it was a Super Bowl Sunday, like, you know, the NBA is just trying to stash like two or three random games before everyone's attention turns towards NFL, and this was one of them, and they honestly played with that type of urgency. But I don't know what to say, really. Pascal hit a corner three after Kawhi Leonard, you know, threw him a nice pass. That's cool. Serge was really active on the offensive glass, hit a three, which is nice because he hadn't hit one since the Washington game winner, which was like 2 weeks ago. What else? Serge held a baby. It wasn't his baby, but yeah, he held a baby. Like, that's the type of game that it was. Like, a random baby somehow ended up in Serge's lap during the middle of a game, and it wasn't even his child. So, yeah, that was strange. But I don't know. Oh, Kyle got the night off because he has a sore back. I mean, he's sort of consistently had the sore back, and it's disappointing, really, because you want to see Kyle on the floor as much as possible to get chemistry with Kawhi. Obviously, this has become a huge talking point since the Bucks game. It's like these guys are really destroying it. But yeah, I don't know. Kyle just wasn't there. Wasn't on the bench either. Just, you know, resting his back, I guess. But it's a concern. It really is a concern. But it didn't affect this game at all because the Clippers are just really trash. What else? Boucher got into the game. I like that Boucher has taken up Bruno Caboclo's mantle as, like, the guy people get hyped up for during garbage time, like the human victory cigar type of scenario where Boucher comes in, people cheer loudly because, you know, he's Canadian. Also, he's, like, he's got, like, a spunkiness to him. Like, he's going to, like, play hard and try to get involved, and he's really confident. He's always going to shoot that trebuchet three. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Boucher deserves it. He plays really hard every time he comes in, which is great. Like, you want to see all these guys, especially if you're a G League guy trying to crack to the next level and be in an actual rotation, or at least, you know, be on a bench. You got to come in and play hard every time you get your number called. And Boucher, in 6 minutes today, had 8 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, had a two-handed finish over Marjanovic, dunked off the nice pick and roll. I mean, I don't know. Boucher, this is a very uneventful game, but Boucher was a nice part of it. But let's just hand out 3 stars. First star, I'm giving that to Serge. He's probably the best Raptor tonight. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 6 of 9 shooting, hit a 3, 3 free throws, 5 offensive rebounds, a couple putbacks, a really nice emphatic block, although that's somehow not credited in the box score. I don't understand. It was a really big block. That's weird, but plus 14 in 22 minutes, held a baby. I mean, I don't know. Looked handsome as hell, you know, said after the game. I don't watch football, but go Raptors. Like, I very much enjoyed this all-around performance from Serge, both on and off the court tonight. So he gets the first star. Second star, I'm giving that to Kawhi Leonard, who, you know, bounced back from that Bucks game. It wasn't like he took over in this win, but he obviously didn't need to. But I thought he did everything he needed to in terms of, like, you know, working out the pick and roll. The Raptors really did give him a lot more pick and roll possessions. I mean, there's the usual post-ups, and he was great on those. I mean, seriously, Avery Bradley was trying to guard him and was just, like, hanging off this man's shoulders. Like, it's actually like seeing, like, when DeMar used to try to guard, like, LeBron, or anybody on the Raptors used to try to guard LeBron. It was, like, that level, and it's kind of shocking to see how much Bradley has slipped. But, yeah, Kawhi was dominant in the post, but he also ran a couple pick and rolls, made a couple nice passes, hit 2 pull-up threes when the defense went under, which I don't, why would you go under on Kawhi? Are you serious? But yeah, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists in 26 minutes. You know, solid effort from him. And then the third star, I'm going to give that to DeLon Wright. I thought he was really active off the bench, you know, just poking free rebounds and, you know, picking off Lou Williams on the crossover, which is not easy. Lou has got a pretty good crossover. He gets everybody on that, but not today for Captain Lou Williams. But that's it for this game, really. Oh, the Gerald Henderson Award. I guess I'll go to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, although I don't want to disparage him because I feel like he's, you know, he's not a Gerald Henderson type, but yeah, he was real solid today. I'm happy every time players come home and have a good, you know, homecoming. It's always nice to see. This is his first NBA performance in Toronto. I'm sure he had a lot of people driving up the QEW to come from Hamilton to come see him play, and he showed out. He really did. I mean, he played like, the one thing that everyone talks about with Shai is that he's exceptionally calm and steady for a guy who is a rookie. Like, he's 20 years old. He played 1 year in Kentucky. He wasn't even that good, to be honest, until the tournament, and then to step in right away, to hold down a starting job, to be really solid defensively, and also to be able to score 19 points. Like, it wasn't like he was doing one thing over and over again, getting easy buckets. Like, you know, he had a variety of finishes. The mid-range pull-up is nice for him. And he's just overall really crafty. You know, he led the team with 3 assists, too, which is kind of sad. But, yeah, 3 assists. I mean, Shai's a good one, man. He's a good one. And he's one of those guys where, like, I don't know, man. I saw him at Crown League this past, last summer, I guess, and he was just killing it. Like, he was by far the best player on the court. Now, the thing is, like, Crown League is, the competition is sort of hit or miss sometimes, but it is a really physical league with, like, grown dudes, and people are, like, really playing very hard most of the time, so it's, like, it's not easy for a guy to come in and dominate. Like, I remember seeing Pascal playing it last year, or 2 summers ago, and he looked terrible. Like, he was getting bullied by Javon Shepherd and stuff, who's, like, you know, 10 years older than Pascal. So it makes sense. But still, I mean, Pascal wasn't actually playing that well. He still had, like, 25 or whatever, but, like, a lot of it was free throws and whatever. Shai was just controlling every single aspect of the game. Was so good defensively, scored at will, so crafty. And I was just like, man, I really hope this translates to the NBA. And he really has done that. So it's good to see Shai doing his thing. But yeah, I don't know, this was a boring Raptors game. It's a great win. The Raptors, obviously, you know, were able to keep their starters minutes down. I mean, all of them played 26 minutes or less, but seriously, like, the Clippers just didn't show up. It is what it is. I'm happy though that Ballmer got to come all the way up north to come see this. I'm sure you enjoyed it with your tuck shirt and dad jeans. I mean, I don't know, man, looking like Despicable Me. I don't know. Anyway, that's it for the podcast. I'll be back after the next Raptors game. Oh, also, there was a Raptors Republic and Yahoo Sports post-game show. It was a sort of collaboration that we're doing between the two companies here. And I was on that show along with Ashley Docking, Vivek Jacob, and also Amit Mann. And yeah, I mean, it's the first time I did a televised show like that. And, well, I mean, I guess there was another one earlier in the year, but this one, the actual, you know, technical stuff worked really well and was live streamed on Twitter and stuff. It's on YouTube now if you want to find it. It was a post-game show after the Bucks game, so it was a bit depressing. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear people's thoughts. If you saw the show, or if you are going to check out the show, just let me know what your thoughts are, where we can improve sort of the show as a whole. If you like the direction of it, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, drop a line on Twitter, as always, William_Lou. But yeah, I'll be back after the next game. Peace.
Just in time for the holidays, fill your home and your season for less at HomeDepot.com. With up to 40% off a wide assortment of select bedding and bath linens. Update your bed or bath online, right from the comfort of your own cozy couch. Even get free delivery and flexible returns. How's that for holiday cheer? Up to 40% off. Holiday home decor improved from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Online only. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.